What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. You know the name of the show. You know what time it is. It is the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. How's everybody doing? I was up on Instagram just laughing at 50 Cent roasting French Montana. This shit is the funniest shit ever. So French Montana, the rapper, he bought a fucking 2008 Bugatti. And 50 Cent roasting this nigga because he said the Bugatti, all it got is a CD. It's still a CD player in that motherfucker. And he don't even have an auxiliary cord or no Bluetooth. This shit is hysterical. 50 is one of the most pettiest niggas. I've never seen a guy this petty, man. But it's funny, though, because that's how he promotes his brand. You know what I'm saying? But this shit is hysterical. And French trying to come back. But at the end of the day, the car still it costs $1 million either way. So I don't know. Two rich niggas beefing. I don't know the purpose of it, but it pretty much is what it is. Also, I see on Twitter a lot of the kids doing World War III jokes, talking about how they don't want to be drafted to the military and I don't come for me and all this shit. I'm like, listen, I don't want to see nobody go to the war. But from the looks of these kids today, shit, I wouldn't want them over there fighting. If we're going to use them kids, we definitely going to lose, goddammit. Could you imagine seeing kids now? A fucking 19, 20-year-old over there in Iran, Iraq, trying to fight? The nigga on his phone, hold a pistol in one hand, he on Twitter and Instagram in the other. He taking pictures. He Snapchatting while he out there in the fucking war. Talking about, check this out. About to get his head knocked out. Man, I'm super cool. I'm super cool. And if they are going to enlist the draft, right, I think what they should do, they should go get the most hood-ass niggas and send them niggas over there to fight. Go to every neighborhood, see who the tough nigga is, and draft that nigga. Send him over there to he's like, nigga, you been out here shooting bullets and killing niggas anyway. Just take him to Iran and let him loose and see what he come back with. That's what needs to happen if you ask me. So yesterday was cool. I didn't do much. Had to work and shit. Same old shit. It was a good day in the pharmacy. For the first time, man, I worked with my old pharmacy supervisor. This was a guy that first hired me. And, you know, in pharmacy, everybody's pretty much miserable. And you know what? It's been so long for me to see a person that's a pharmacist that really loves that shit and really takes pride in their work and everything. And he did. I was so, like, lightweight inspired by the way he does his job. You know what I mean? Like, that is fucking great. That shit brought me a new sense of pride. Like, today, I got to go to work. I'm going to go there with my chest out and just try to help and serve people. Less complaining. That's what that brought me to this new year. Less complaining and more doing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do shit. I'm going to be proud of it and focus. And that's what I'm going to leave this podcast on today. Just be proud and focused. Let's not complain in 2020. So that's going to wrap up today's podcast. My name is LeVar Walker, and I will see you tomorrow.